Blog Talk Radio.
Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them let go of worry, stress, and control on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to be sabotaging and limiting their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a very funny sense of humor, and they are extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call the show on this number, 646-716-6794. Again, that number for that call-in free angel guidance and advice is 646-716-6794. Before we get to those phone calls, let's say one once more, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thanks for listening in. Again, whether you're on the computer or whether you're listening by phone, perhaps you're listening to the archive shows on the Blog Talk Radio site. The last 2 years' worth of shows are on the Blog Talk Radio site, or you could download them for free from iTunes. And we're up to about 120 shows so far. We have a very, rather overcast day here in that usual sunny Southern California, and I really do hope that no matter where you're listening from, you're experiencing this program, that you find yourself well and happy and feeling peaceful and blessed. Firstly, I'd like to remind everyone of my beautiful channel book, Angels of Faith, which is based on my two near-death experiences that I had as a child. The story helps us to remember our real home in spirit, and it reconnects us to our divine eternal nature. It helps us to not be so afraid of the dark. You know, if you would like to purchase a copy of this absolutely inspirational book, you can visit Angel Healing House website, which is www.angelhealinghouse.com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. Also a reminder that the Posse of Angels and I have been posting some of the channel topics that we've shared on my radio programs and put them on the Candy Hoff YouTube channel. You know, I'd love for you to watch my videos, and if you like what you see and if you like the topics and they inspire you, please do share them with others. I'd also like to thank my beautiful client for this recent testimonial which I received. She said, and she wrote after her session, "My session with Candy was fabulous. She is fabulous, and I feel fabulous. Awarenesses that I have doubted within myself were emphatically confirmed. My self-love, appreciation, and tenderness were blasted wide open. It was as if the intuitive counseling and Reiki session were a portal through which I allowed myself to step through and Candy magnificently and oftentimes very humorously facilitated the way home for me. While I had the pleasure of looking at her lovely face in her beautiful angelic office, I have no doubt connecting with her via Skype or phone would provide magnificent results as well. Today, after our session, I feel peaceful, I feel alive, and I feel happy. I'm so grateful to literally sense in my body and being that the universe now has my back." And that comes from my lovely client, Alana, in Los Angeles. You know, if you're truly ready to make positive changes in your life, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions or an angel reading with me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Angel Healing House, which you can call after the show, is 831-277-3716. Or you can always email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting your new life into reality. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings, and I'd like to say that 831, you will be the first caller that I do pick up. But if you're a regular listener, you know that I take about 15 or 20 minutes to talk about our topic of the day, which is the laws of attraction. And the tale, this topic today is, excuse me, based on a true story. You know, by now, listeners, many people have heard about the laws of attraction. You know, these are basically the laws of cause and effect that demonstrate that like energies attract like energies. One example of this was a study that showed that when a note is played on a piano, the corresponding string on a nearby guitar will vibrate on its own without anyone having touched it. Quantum physics tells us that everything is energy, and as such, energy affects all other things around it. Okay, I was on a recent radio program, and they asked me to explain this energy. And I said, and many of us can correlate ourselves with this, many of us have friends or family that for whatever reason we feel really good around them. They're bright, they're happy, they're optimistic. You know, being around them makes us feel good because they focus on upbeat, happy things. But I'm sure many of us also know people who, when we are in their presence, we feel drained. We go away from them and away from our conversation or meeting with them, and we actually feel down. We feel off, and we do feel like our energies are depleted. We may even go out of our way, sensing this, to avoid or limit spending time with these people who deplete us. We actually feel a depletion in our life force energy. Now, as a licensed healing practitioner in my business, which is Angel Healing House, I've seen the miraculous effects of strengthening and improving the immune system by increasing the life force energy within a client's body. Studies show that the higher the immune system, the healthier a person is, and they have a much greater chance of staving off illness. You know, listeners, in my almost 11 years now of practicing Reiki, which, by the way, the National Institute of Health and the World Health Organization recognize and accept as energy medicine, I've seen that many of my clients' symptoms have developed as a result of their diminished life force energy within themselves. You know, things like the perpetuation of worry and stress and control and replaying negativity and dwelling and focusing on anger, sadness, resentment, regret, bitterness, unforgiveness, and even judgment. If these things are held over an appreciable amount of time, they start to create a weariness and an exhaustion in the body, and it starts to affect the physical. In fact, we call some of the ailments by the emotion that it has contributed to it, tension, headache, or stomach problems, because we feel as though we've been kicked in the gut. And the knots and the twisted muscles in our neck and shoulders, we call these stress-related. So if we can be so good at creating and replaying tension and stress and worry and negative emotions in our lives, just think what we could do if we put our attention on creating positive and optimistic energies within. Once we become conscious of our energetic makeup, we can then choose to focus our incredible energetic power on what we desire. We do this by choosing our thoughts, choosing the words we use, and choosing the feelings and emotions we have within ourselves to be in alignment with only feelings of the highest order. You know, it's important to note here, listeners, that no matter how much we rationalize and justify our negative thoughts, you know, the words and the emotions which we constantly use, the universe will still read it as negative and send us back more negativity into our lives. Those of us who have adopted this practiced way of living, I call it a conscious life of awareness, in which I'm aware of the words I use, the thoughts I think, and the feelings I choose to perpetuate in my heart. Well, we live lives through our hearts by loving, forgiving, being grateful, accepting responsibility for our lives. Now, along with choosing thoughts of love and peace and unity, harmony and acceptance, we have become very good at focusing on exactly what it is we desire and letting go of the how and the when of these things happening. And as we do this, we open up miracles to manifest in our lives. You know, this happens because we have changed from within and become the energetic lightning rod or conduit to help our dreams manifest in our lives. You know, one of the greatest examples I ever witnessed of just how powerful our energies are and how they affect other living things came to my notice several years ago. When my husband and I moved into our lovely home in Los Angeles, two very dear friends decided to buy me housewarming presents. You know, it was no surprise that these friends went out separately on their own and they bought me rose bushes, as I have a great love for roses. Now, one of these dear friends is bright, open, and receptive to the abundance of life. Her happy-go-lucky nature and optimism is infectious. Because of the laws of attraction that state like attracts like, the universe matches this friend's openness, and it brings to her a myriad of opportunities for prosperity to easily flow into her life. Now, listeners, the other friend is quite different, for she lives in constant fear and lack, and her focus is always on not having enough. By controlling and telling the universe how and when it should give to her, instead of letting go and allowing God and the angels to give to her in their way for her highest good, it has kept her frozen in a state of fear. The perpetuation of her fear has kept her choosing to remain in things like dishonoring jobs. It saw her living in dishonoring conditions because she was so fearful to move out and thought that she would never find a better place to live. And it kept her paralyzed and closed off to allowing honoring relationships, and in particularly an honoring love to enter her life. You know, each of these friends presented me with a beautiful rose bush in a rather small pot. As one of the rose bushes was dark pink and the other was a lighter pink, they were very easy to tell apart. The next day, I went out and I bought very large pots to transplant the roses in order to give them room to grow. I then added them to my collection of beautiful rose bushes in the backyard. Every week, I tended them. You know, I gave them specially formulated rose food. I talked to them. I even played them classical music. I nourished and loved them. I named them, and I looked after them. They both had the same advantages in order to grow. Yet after a while, I began to notice a very marked difference between the rose bushes. The optimistic and open friend, dark pink rose bush, produced many buds that burst forth in large blooms. As soon as one bloom would open, another would burst forth, as if the buds were having a race with each other. The bush was full of color, and it quickly doubled in size. Now, the friend who is constantly talking about not having enough and cutting herself off from the flow of life has a very, very different rose bush. In the year that I was first given that rose bush, it never, never, ever flowered. And that's the truth. The plant looked healthy, and it produced many buds, but instead of opening fully, the buds opened only a fraction, and then it was like they refused to open anymore, and they just withered and died. You know, listeners, I sought out expert advice for the rose bush. I gave it special supplements and attention, but all of my focus was to no avail. The posse of angels told me that my friend's limited view of life and her attention to lack had squeezed the life out of so many areas of her life. I guess it was really no surprise that her rose bush, which is an energetic extension of herself, was simply emulating the same limited and controlling energies that she demonstrated to life. This rose bush story is the perfect teacher to show us that whatever we do affects everything else in our lives, but the importance of just how our energies go out and touch everything in the world, and how it's wise for us to be mindful of just what energies we are choosing to perpetuate in our beautiful lives. Before we go on to speak more, about the laws of attraction, let's take some of your calls. 813, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Florence from Monterey.
Hi, Florence. How are you?
Hi, Candy.
I recognize the 831 number.
Yep, that's me.
So how have you
been? I finally called. Oh, fine,
I'm
great. I'm doing my massage as usual and always trying to grow in the field. And also, eventually I like to look into Reiki because I know you do Reiki. And
yeah.
Other things, and I just got to stay motivated. And I know this is a major year of change for me.
Yes.
I just feel it.
Yes, it is.
So.
And the posse of angels, are just jumping. They're just chiming right in. And they're saying, Florence, they have heard your prayers for more abundance. They have heard
mm-hmm.
your prayers. It's not like they haven't heard your prayers. And the reason that you keep thinking about doing Reiki is they're saying that all we need to have is a little mustard seed of faith. And when we step forward and when we show the universe that we are important and worthy enough, we make ourselves worthy by giving to ourselves, then the universe will give us back tenfold, 100-fold, 1,000-fold. They're saying the reason that Reiki keeps on coming up to you, and we've spoken about this for a while now, I know this,
yes.
Is because
mm-hmm.
they want, as soon as you study Reiki, then the clients will come. They've used this analogy many times before on the program and with my clients. They say you have to build it first, and they will come. How can they send you more abundance through Reiki if you don't study it
mm-hmm.
first and you don't get certified? So what they're saying, Florence, is build it first, get your Reiki certification, and then you will easily draw clients to yourself for pain relief. You know, Reiki calms the emotional and the nervous system down. It brings balance. It brings all those wonderful things to the body for emotional and physical healing. But they're saying, they've heard you. They're nodding their heads, and they're saying, yes, 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 Florence, you're
yes.
on the right track.
Okay.
You're on the right track, but they cannot send you Reiki clients and more abundance until you actually study the darn thing.
Definitely. I agree. Yes. It's just because I was going to say I do massage and I love it, but it takes a lot of energy, and I just feel like, energy, doing the energy work, going that direction would be a good thing too, just to expand my horizons.
Well, not only that, I've taught Reiki for 11 years now, and I've attuned hundreds and hundreds of not only Reiki practitioners 1 and 2, but also many, many master teachers as well. And my students and those masters and those practitioners that I've attuned, they say that they never get depleted by their sessions. Because I've taught them the tools not to get depleted by the sessions, but in addition, they also get an energy boost. Because they are so clear, they get an energy boost by each healing that they do, each session that they do. And there should be never a reason why a person gets depleted by it. Also, a massage is beautiful. I went for a massage about 2 weeks ago, don't get me wrong,
mm-hmm.
But Reiki also goes to the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual body. So it's like not only a 1-2 punch, but a 1-2-3-4 punch of energy into the body.
Yeah.
I've had lots of massage therapists learn Reiki, and this way they can incorporate it in their Reiki massage or just use it on its own. So did you have a... let's go to the cards and see what comes up to you for your client.
Oh, okay.
Once you do this, it will set you in a whole new direction for things to open up for you, and that will be wonderful.
Definitely.
So set of the cards and have a look. Okay, first card. Oh, my gosh. okay, confirmation, the Four of Wands comes up. And this Four of Wands is a card of celebration. It's a card of, and it's a different celebration card. There are several celebration cards in the deck. The Three of Cups is a celebration of an event, like a birthday, an anniversary, a graduation, a coming together of people. But this one is more of hard work or diligent work. I'm not going to use the word hard because if we're doing what we passionately love, then it's not hard. Mm-hmm. But this is applauding you and remunerating you for your diligence towards the Reiki. That's a great card. And it's showing a river and more flow of abundance coming into your life. The next card is the Six of Cups. Excuse me. The Six of Cups here is also an indication that you will be drawing people to help you. Okay? You know, we're all in this world as one, and we are helping people and people are helping us. So this shows that through stepping forward in faith and learning the Reiki, then you will be able to draw people to yourself to help you. And then the Chariot comes in, and the Chariot is moving in business, moving either your home. And I get a little inkling from the Posse of Angels that you might be moving to Los Angeles.
Okay.
by opening up areas of our life, because it's going to seep in, as we've shown the laws of attraction with our rosebush story. If you open up one area of your life which you're excited about and you're enthusiastic about, then other areas of your life will open definitely for you, Florence. So I can only see that it's going to be a great adjunct in helping you to open up things in your life and to truly step forward. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Oh yeah, definitely. That gave me more inspiration in my life.
The funny thing about getting inspired and hearing our intuition is that, you know, many people listen and hear their intuition, but a lot of people don't action it, and it's not until we actually action it that creates the energy that goes out that gets the universe excited. That's what actually happens.
That's it.
But we have to
do
the action.
Yeah.
We have to do the action first, and the action in this case is for you to study Reiki, and then it will open doors for you, they're showing me.
Oh, great. So that's wonderful to know this. I needed more insights. On some of the things that I need to do next.
Absolutely. And we get stuck. All of us get stuck, you know.
Yes.
Even though something may be right in front of our faces, it doesn't mean that we will action it and see it. But it's wonderful to get that confirmation and that little bit of a nudge that, okay, now is the time to step forward and to do it. So, as I said, go out and who knows, maybe I'll be getting a call from you for you to come down and learn Reiki 1 with me.
Oh, definitely. Yes, I'll look into that.
All right. Well, you go off and have an absolutely glorious day. God bless you and take care.
Oh, you too, Candy. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care, Florence.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Florence. And wasn't that a great, great reminder for all of us that Florence has had the idea to learn Reiki for quite some time now, and she's been getting the messages and the signs and to go forward. She's been asking for more abundance, and she just hasn't been putting together asking for that abundance and doing that course in Reiki that we've spoken about before. Everything happens in divine timing, so who knows, maybe this is the year that you will step forth and learn Reiki. Let's go to our next caller. Hold on. 818. You were the next caller, but you dropped off. So that 818 number, if you would call back. Next caller is 917. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, oh, you're speaking with Ashil. How are you?
Ashil, I'm very well. How are you?
Not bad. Long time no see.
Long time no speak. How is the business? If I just want to fill in listeners here, Ashil and I spoke about, within the last year or something, year ago, but he was starting a new business. So how is the business?
Well, there have been some changes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, not good, believe it or not. I found out some things about a business partner that he was doing some things.
Right.
So I made a decision to end the partnership because I felt like it was the best thing I could do for myself.
Okay. There was something I remember our last conversation that we were talking about. There was something, either it was your business partner or it was somebody in your life who was not honoring.
It was him.
Okay.
My business partner. So I ended that because I feel like it was actually, I don't know, I feel like it was a blessing in disguise. But right now I'm waiting for what's coming up, which I already have an idea, both my career and my love life. So I'm trying to see what you pick up on that, and maybe I can tell you more. I feel.
Okay. Well, the first thing they're saying is that, yes, they want to speak firstly about your partnership. This last year was a year of truly ending karmic contracts. I experienced this with somebody in my life this year where, I was asking for somebody to help me in a certain situation. This person presented themselves, and although the person didn't have a great deal of certification or experience, my guides, my posse of angels told me to step forward. And every time I look back, there's been a severance of the relationship now, because of dishonor. But every time I look back, I still feel, Ashil, that I should have gone through with this. Not should have, but that I needed to go through with this in order to complete this contract. And the posse of angels are pointing to your business partner. And
that's
saying,
exactly what I feel.
It's like, I look back at this person in my life now, and I think, how could I have stepped forward with them? You know, I asked for a person in this professional arena, and, and again, she didn't have the certification, she didn't have the professionalism, she didn't have anything else. But every time I tuned into the posse of angels, they said, yes, Candy, just step forward, just do it, like the Nike commercial, just do it, and everything will be well. And they're saying the same thing about your business partner. Those doors needed to be revisited for whatever reason. It showed us more than the other person. Maybe the other person just needed to present themselves in order for us to show how strong we are now and to show how we set limits and boundaries now as to how we are treated. And we can only, our lives can be only as strong as the honor and respect that we show to ourselves. So why would we allow somebody else to undermine or to treat us with a disrespect or dishonor? So that's the reason why you had to draw this business partner to yourself. And you know what? Anything that we experience is wonderful knowledge for us, because some of our greatest lessons that we learn spiritually, we learn in contrast. And we learn in hardship and adversity. You know, we only know what relationships we want in our lives a lot of the times by having experienced those relationships that have gone south, those relationships that weren't honorable to us. So let's first look at love life for Ashil. Okay, first of all, the posse of angels is saying, because you've shown honor for yourself in this relationship, that you will be drawing to yourself a more honorable relationship. You know, you have already started the laws of attraction in motion. The cause and effect of that is that, okay, I am going to take dishonorable or disrespectful people out in my life, and therefore you're making room for honorable people to come in. Are you with somebody at the moment now, Sheil?
No, I'm not. I'm actually attracted to someone who was actually flirting with me, but, you know, I started a little bit of conversation, but then I felt there's a little bit of distance, so I kind of backed off a little bit, so I don't know what's going on, even though it was a very strong attraction.
Okay,
this is someone, someone who's an employee at my gym.
Okay. Let me just ask the posse of angels if they can give me a heads up on this lovely lady. Is there something stronger there? Yeah, I feel that the posse of angels are pointing at this lady, and they're saying there may be something that develops in the future because of this strong attraction. It definitely feels like you know like two magnets being drawn together. They're saying take it slowly, because a lot depends on the other person as well. You know, it's just not a one-way street. But they're saying that did this happen after you split with the business partner?
Say it again.
Oh, sorry. Did this happen after you split with the business partner?
Did I ask this split? Is that what you said? Because you're breaking up.
Yeah, after you split with the business partner.
Yeah, because I ended that last year because I didn't want to come the new year with the partner. With somebody actually, I've been going to this gym for like 6 months. And that, you know, we saw each other, but I never really said, you know, I never thought anything about it. One time we had like some eye contact, and since that, this happened like 2 weeks ago, and some crazy, you know, the attraction has been just crazy.
Well, you know, they're saying that they're saying, and they the reason they're saying this is because they want it to be reiterated for not only a Shield, but myself and everyone else who's listening. Every time we honor ourselves and we show the universe that we are worthy and deserving and important of only accepting honorable and respectful relationships into our life, then the universe will honor us. And it feels very playful. It feels very, as you say, flirty and playful. And this saying, have fun. Have fun and don't put too much of an emphasis on is this the one, but they want you to be, you know, joyful and they want you to be playful with it. Let me go to the cards and see what are the messages they're going to give me about.
The thing is, I started like some kind of communication with her briefly because she had a client just to open the door for communication. But it's been a week. She's been a little distant. And I saw her yesterday. She almost like, she had this attitude, so I didn't want to say anything to her. I didn't even say hello. So I just, you know, maybe she needs some space. So I wasn't sure.
Okay. Well, actually, they're saying, you know, don't put so much stress on it. You know, it's like, you know, when we really try hard to do something, we constrict it. We constrict the energies. If you can open up and you can, you know, be playful and fun and flirty yourself or whatever, then that'll keep it light and that'll keep it happy. The first card is the Six of Pentacles, and this card is, it's a give and take. It's a giving card. It's an opening card, and the Six is certainly, it's the card of the Lovers as well, but it's also about a more joyful approach to life and more giving. And I guess this is giving of yourself, giving yourself the opportunity to have fun and to be flirty and to be open and then don't put so much expectation on the relationship, okay, because then it won't weigh it down. And the next one is the Ten of Pentacles. Oh, my goodness. Okay, there's a family. They're bringing up your family, and they're saying, "Is there anyone in your family
that you are receiving dishonor and disrespect from.
Yes, and I already ended the relationship also.
Okay, what they want you to do is they want you to, because you're so open, Ashiel, they want you to cut the ties with that person. And,
I did.
Okay. All right. Make sure that you go in again and see if there aren't any etheric threads or ties or cords there that are draining you in any way, okay? That's a good thing to do. Just as a thing every day, when my eyes open up in the morning, I visualize myself grounding myself, and then I just say, okay, God, and I call in Archangel Michael as well, cut the cords energetically of anybody who's draining me. So they're showing the more that you can do that, the more you'll be free for the energies to flow to a new love for you. And they're saying that there is a new love coming in for you. There's the judgment card. There's a new phase of your life. There's a new rebirth around the shield. They're also saying career-wise, not watch out for April, but they're saying many of us feel like, oh, come on already. We're feeling like a weariness, we're waiting for that forward movement, for that very tangible thing to show up for us. And they're saying that that April is going to be a month where you're going to see very tangible physical manifestation of our dreams. Also, a new moon is coming up. They want you to write out your desires and your wishes on what you want to manifest with this new moon. It's a very, very important month, April, career-wise, for you and a lot of us that are living a conscious life of awareness. So they're saying definitely, don't restrict it, Ashiel. Don't say the specifications to what this new career may look like for you. Because it may come in a very magical, very new way for you to step forth and to utilize not only your skills and your wonderful abilities, but also your knowledge of spiritualism. So like a spiritual teacher or a metaphysical teacher. So great things are coming for you. Young man, they're saying just keep optimistic and keep positive, and just keep bolstering your faith, because they're just showing this bright light starting to shine in April, starting to shine a light, and who knows, maybe the love life and the career will come together at the same time. We just know about that.
You are so, I don't want to sound cliche, but you are so dead on. That's the reason I called. Everything you said about April, what you said about rebirth, it's everything that I've been feeling. I couldn't really tell why, but I always feel like this month, coming up month, is going to open so many doors for me that I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I feel like the rebirth is exactly what I felt. It could be a rebirth for me. And it's crazy that you use that word, and you said about April, that's exactly what I felt. And I didn't just think about a career, I also felt like the relationship, where we're supposed to be in my life, going to be there around that time. So.
Yes, absolutely. Ashiel, may I ask, how old are you?
I don't really want to say. I'm getting up there. In the 30s.
oh my gosh. Well, now that you admitted that, I will admit that I'm almost 60 years of age, and I'm certainly just getting started. Age is not a determinant, but what I'm saying is, no matter what our age, what our age chronologically is in this human physical form that we're in, we were never meant to be alone. And those of us who have really cleared and cleansed our blocks and our issues, and we've become self-realized in that, we have connected to the divine within. what you're going to be doing, Ashiel, is you are like a magnet now. This business partnership, by the way, was the last lesson as far as karmic debt that you had to finally put to rest. And now you're going to be drawing to yourself, you're going to be like a beacon of light that's going to be drawing this new love to yourself. And in drawing this new love to yourself, you are going to take your gifts and talents and her gifts and talents, and you're going to marry them together to bring forth a higher mission, if you want to use that, a higher mission for God, to bring to the planet and then create this wonderful union and beautiful energies to give to the planet. So I'm so glad that you got confirmation. That was the first word you gave me.
Yeah, that's exactly the words. I don't know if it came through a dream. I can't really remember. Well, like I said, it's a feeling that I get. It's going to be a rebirth. It's going to be both on career and love life. It's going to be an opportunity for me to have the so-called partner for life, so to speak, or soulmate.
Yeah.
I don't want to use the word, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I felt that. I don't know if it came through a dream, but I couldn't remember. It just, I feel it, you know.
What? So. They're saying, watch what you ask for because it will manifest. They want me to pull three more cards for you, Ashiel. I don't usually do this, but I'll see.
Thank you.
This is specifically for April. The Two of Wands comes up. Two of Wands comes up, and the Two of Wands denotes holding the world in your hand. The world is your oyster. You have risen above everything, and now you're ready to shine. She's holding this beautiful globe in her hand, and this is the way so many of us. Oh, the candle in my room is starting to flicker very strongly back and forth and back and forth. There's no air in here. There's no air conditioning, no heating, no windows open. The Posse of Angels is saying, we are all of our spiritual knowledge now and burst forth onto the world scene with this light that we're going to be emanating. The Nine of Pentacles is the feeling of lavish abundance in our life, abundance within, abundance without. This is going to be an abundance that our careers are going to bring to us. And April, oh my gosh, you've got the Eight of Pentacles. And with the Eight of Pentacles is the recognition. Finally, people are going to recognize us monetarily for our gifts and our talents and our abilities. And all we need to do is just be remarkable. So this is the cards that were pulled, not only for you, Ashiel, but because we're all one, this is the message, all for each one of us in April. And might I tell you that each one of these cards is bright, it's sunny, it's yellow, it's just illuminating, it's radiant. And so that's where we're all headed. And you know what? When you take that message, you can't help but think to yourself, okay, I only have a week to go. Not that everything's going to burst forth on April the 1st, you know, but things will definitely start to physically manifest in those areas for you. So I hope that's been helpful for you, sweetheart. I'm so glad you called in again.
Very much so helpful. I mean, you just pretty much confirmed everything I've been feeling, and that's what I wanted to know where I was getting him from. I don't know if it came from a dream that I don't remember, but those messages that I knew that April is going to be, you know, and I also knew that it's going to be a rebirth for me, and it's probably going to be the best year ever for me, even though
it's
right now nothing's happening.
You watch. Actually, they keep pointing to September as well. Yes, things are going to start to manifest in April to move us forward.
Oh, my God.
But in
you know
the summer months, what?
I felt like by September, the majority of everything that I wanted is going to be already established. That's also I felt. Wow. That's crazy.
Yes. And they're saying usually the summer months are months in which, you know, people take a back seat and they relax. And, you know, in the summertime when the weather is high, you know, all you just feel like doing is being lazy. But they're saying this summer, because of what's going to happen in April and May, it's going to be like a steamroller or a building up of a roller coaster, and we are going to be busy in the summer, and then watch us burst forth in September. I keep hearing the song, the Earth, Wind, and Fire song, Dancing in September, and they're saying everything that's going to happen April, May, June, July, August is going to then put in place the foundation for us to burst forth. So you go, Sheila, and have an absolutely amazing day.
You too. Thank you so much for your help, as usual.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ashiel. And thank you so much, because that's going to be April for just about every person who has put to rest their dishonoring and disrespectful, you know, relationships. Events and things in their lives, they've cleared and cleansed that in order for them to step forward and in order for them to receive what's coming in April. Now let's get back to our rose bushes with this story of the two rose bushes and thriving of one and the struggling to survive of the other. The Posse of Angels is asking us, where can we be more mindful of clearing out any areas of our lives that are not serving our lives for the highest good any longer, you know, by hanging on to something that is no longer honoring, whether it be a relationship, job, living conditions, poor eating habits, not exercising. These dishonoring energies will seep into and affect all other areas of our lives. You know, I had a client that came to me with terrible stress headaches. And it was during the intuitive counseling session that she admitted that she had been having an affair with a married man for many years. Soon he would be leaving his wife and children so that they could marry. I've heard this same scenario over and over and over in my 11 years as a healing practitioner, that the husband was going to leave the wife and children, and years went by and it never eventuated. When I asked this client of mine how long her affair had been going on for, she said 5 years. What came out in the session was that ever since she began this affair, knowing that he was married and knowing that in some essence this was disrespectful and dishonoring, her wonderful boss that she worked for was replaced by a negative and hard-working taskmaster. Her once perfect health began to suffer, and she seemed to have drawn a great deal of negativity into almost every area of her life in the last 5 years. I explained to her that because we are made up by physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies, if there's any one area of our lives in which we are being inauthentic, lying to ourselves, deceitful, or choosing to perpetuate dishonest behavior, then because of the laws of attraction, this will bring dishonor and negativity to other areas of our lives. And just like the rose bush that was affected by my friend's limited and fearful energies, other areas of our lives will be affected and fail to bring forth color and bloom. You know, because we are creatures of habit, it's sometimes difficult to step forward in faith, knowing that the universe always will be there to assist, to protect, and guide us to our highest good. My clients have often reported to me that with this conscious awareness and shift in their perception of the powerful effect that our energies have in our lives, they've gone on to make and create positive changes that have been authentic and truthful. Having done so, it didn't take long before their whole reality started to change for the better and reflected more truth in their lives. Now, the Posse of Angels, here they come, they're chiming in, and they're reminding us that in addition, the universe doesn't care how much we rationalize as to why we are hanging on to negative or pessimistic energies. Many times, we as humans will perpetuate negativity because we justify that we are right in doing so. Yet this will only send you more of whatever dishonoring energy you choose to keep perpetuating. The posse of angels here are, they're showing me heavy weights, and on each one has a word written on it. One weight has deceit, another one lying, cheating, deception, dishonesty. If these weights are, if these weights or feelings are carried around in the body, the negative weight on our soul is the same. There's negative weight within, then negativity will appear in our reality. You know, by putting our energies on what we desire, instead of excuses and reasons why we can't manifest things, we set the wheels in motion for the universe to manifest the circumstances to allow your dreams to become a reality. You know, if you have been thinking about something and the references to it have been coming up, just like my caller Florence has been thinking about doing Reiki for a while and she's been asking for abundance, put the two together, step forward in faith, and the magic will then happen in your life. Every time we default back to an old programming of why we can't do something or lack, please do remember the remarkable story of the rose bushes and consciously choose that which you do desire, not that which you don't. I'm hoping for each one of you listeners and saying that may the rose bush of your life not merely be alive, but may it thrive. And that just about wraps up the program for today. Thank you all, my callers who called in. Thank you to those listeners who are tuning into the program. Thank you if you're listening to the archive show on either the Blog Talk Radio site or on iTunes for free. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you'd like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletters filled with angel messages from my angelic family and myself, the Posse of Angels, please send me and please email me and send me your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. To purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully, professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD entitled Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website, www.angelhealinghouse.com. You know, if you'd like to book your own transformative angel intuitive counseling and Reiki healing session, either in person or nationally and internationally, as I use distant healing, this can be done over the phone or on computer using Skype, call me at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Until next time, listeners, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings. Take care. I can't wait to speak to you again next week. Bye.
Thank you.